right, so welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're going to take a look at Alita Battle Angel.
It's Battle Angel Alita.
Okay. It's directed by Robert Rodriguez, who has done some good movies and some bad movies. He's probably known for some of the Spy Kids movies as well. But
yeah, that's what he's probably known.
Yeah, so unexpectedly, this is written by James Cameron, is known for Avatar, Terminator 2, 1, everything. Good movies. But and Lita Rodriguez, it stars Rosa Salazar, Christoph Waltz, and Jennifer Connelly. The synopsis is, a deactivated female cyborg is revived, but cannot remember anything about her past, and goes on a quest to find out about who she is, which I guess that could be right. It's 2500, and it's a post-apocalyptic world. There's a guy kind of roaming through the landscape, and he finds an android head in a pile of junk, and he starts to build a body around that android head. Then he calls it Alita. Some women go missing. The doctor is telling Alita not to go out at night. He also talks about how not to go about this roller derby robo mess. Eventually, she starts having flashbacks and memories. And if you see Ghost in the Shell, something close to that. Then she goes out and meets a guy. I guess his name is Hugo. Mm-hmm. If you've seen Elysium, all the poor people live on the ground and the rich people live up in the sky. So there's something called Sky City. With the doctor, he goes out at night and Alita follows him. Both of them are attacked. And it turns out that the doctor has been protecting people as a hunter warrior. But Keith, what did you think of Alita Battle Angel?
The pacing was all over the place for a little bit, doing too much introduction work.
Yeah.
So James Cameron, first of all, he told a decent story. The story is decent, came together towards the end. However, it's like every other James Cameron produced where someone else directs it. He's got a lot of ideas that he wants in the movie to kind of have it go. He's trying to tell a story. He's trying to tell his story and have someone else do the telling of it. He wants someone else to tell his story. So you get a lot of stuff that would probably work if he'd have done it himself and not have bothered with that. So like the whole introduction, the expansion of the world and stuff, that stuff would have worked. I mean, it's the same thing with Steven Spielberg. It's just too much of their thumbprints all over the place. Someone else trying to fill those shoes. Robert Rodriguez should have just been left alone, gave him the script, and just backed off, not touched it. There was too much stuff that's in the manga and in the anime, and there was too much of that. And yeah. Robert Rodriguez is the obvious guy to do it because he did a phenomenal job with Sin City. I mean, he basically took Sin City graphic novel and did a play-by-play, but you can't do that. The manga ran for, like, what, 500 issues? No way you can tell that story.
Yeah, and I think part of the problem with this movie is that they focus on that robo-roller derby, whatever. What was that called?
Yeah, there is a Motorblade.
Whatever, but they just focus on that too much. That was her completion in life, rather than telling the story that how did she get there? What happened to her? But go ahead, you know.
If they'd have pared it down and just cut 20, 30 minutes of it, pared it down.
Probably a little bit more than that, but yeah.
Just pared it down with her interactions, her waking up, learning her humanity and being Alita, learning to be Alita. Romance could have stayed, was fine. Her friendships were fine. Even that quirky thing with the hunters and stuff, that was cool. And actually, that should have been more or less the focus of it. Her getting in with the hunters. They wanted to make this a series. Stick with her, the hunters and everything, yeah. And then have the conflict go from that. But they introduce another villain towards the end of the movie, and you're like, who the hell is this guy? What? Like,
and the movie ends like that. The movie ends like
that. Yeah, it ends like that. He's kind of like, okay, I get it. Okay, they didn't go Hollywood. It's not some tween romance that has a happy ending at the end. You could have had climax being the event happens, Ed Skrein's character doing his thing and had that fight and stuff and just kind of ramped up from there, her going on a rampage. It would have been fine if the movie ended at that point. She's a hunter for that world, and they could have had the future sequels, if it did well, been figuring out what the hell's going on up there. But I think they tried too hard. It was someone else telling another story, tell a story. This movie made me realize why George Lucas insisted on directing Star Wars and why nobody else wanted to come behind him and direct Star Wars. Because I could absolutely see him just like, I want this and that. I want that and that.
Yeah, and it convolutes everything that another director's vision should be when the person that is giving you the orders is also a director.
Exactly. And Robert Rodriguez is good. He was a good choice. Other than that, I thought the movie was good. I actually enjoyed myself. Aside from the negatives of it's not a bad movie, it's not a tight movie. It's not concise. You know what I mean? It's a little loose. And if you can sit through it and get through some of those parts and just kind of let yourself look at the special effects, which weren't really that amazing. We kind of seen that stuff before. But after a while, I stopped looking at that character, Alita, as a CG character.
Yeah, so one thing that we didn't mention is that this movie is somewhat of a technical marvel. The movie takes place with live-action characters, but the only character that is CG is Alita, who is played by Rosa Salazar. So they did a lot of face mapping, motion capture for her. It's great, done well. And then some of the other characters are a combination of prosthetics and CG. So you might have a very big hulking character with a robotic arm or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Found the action was extremely well done. I mean, Robert Rodriguez, of course, I mean, he knows how to do that. He knows how to handle special effects. So he was an excellent choice for this.
And again, Spy Kids is pretty much everything on green screen.
It's kind of interesting because Robert Rodriguez, he and James Cameron are the green screen kings. In an age where you got the Star Wars movie toting how they do practical effects for every damn thing, it was nice and refreshing for someone to say, I'm doing stuff that it's going to cost me way too much money to try and build. I'm not going to try and build some hokey set pieces or anything like that. I'm going to go for the source CG. So it was literally, you just kind of marveling at the tech of it all. Cameron was showing off some of the technology he's going to use for Avatar.
Which was great. I mean, Rosa Salazar, anime style character in CG, and she has very big eyes, which is one of the...
It was jarring when I first saw it, but this movie, I didn't even think about it.
Let me just go ahead and say a couple of things. So there's a lot to like about this movie and a lot to dislike about it. So a lot of the story is what I dislike about it. The visual side of it reminds me of Ready Player One. You have the CG world, characters interacting with CG,
right,
which is fine. Rosa Salazar and Christoph Waltz are the positives about this movie, particularly Rosa Salazar, and again, the technical side of that for her. Negative side is some of the writing, some of the dialogue. So Mahershala Ali, I don't know how he got the role for this movie, and not to say he's a bad actor, but this just probably was not the role for him. It just hit me that if they ever redo The Matrix, they need to have him play Morpheus, because there's a part where he just has like the Morpheus glasses on and the black trench coat. Yo, that's Morpheus right there. Make it happen. First two-thirds of the movie, when it does not focus on Motorball, some of the romance stuff, pretty decent movie. But that later third of the movie, and the way that it ends, I was just like, hold on, did I miss something? Did I fall asleep? And why did the movie end like this?
It was almost two different movies at some point.
Yeah, like, silly. And that part kind of reminded me of the end of Ghost in the Shell, the movie version. Mm-hmm. I feel like this movie would grow on me if I watch it again. Same thing with Ready Player One, that I was just like, that movie's all right. And now, I like that movie. Keith, what score would you give Alita Battle Angel?
I'd give it a 7. Yeah, I'd give it a solid 7. I'd watch it again just for the special effects and, again, just to see the CGI and stuff. I don't think it'll age too well.
Yeah.
But at the same time, did not have a huge problem with most of the acting, with the exception of Marshall Ali and some of the others. But I thought Rosa Salazar did a fantastic job. Some of the action sequences is pretty good. And actually, the last third of the movie made that the whole movie. This would have been much better, much more enjoyable, but
bringing all the Hunter Warrior stuff into that and just disregard her love for Motorball, which just turns into a whole totally different movie. Again, just focus on that and get rid of the whack actual ending. Just don't understand why that was the version of the movie that they put out in the theaters. But if you just have that, that movie would probably be like a 7.5, 8 to me. But for what I saw, it's going to be a 5. And again, it may grow on me if I see it again, but technical aspects of this movie outweigh the story. Because the story, and even though it's written by James Cameron, very well-known director, Aliens, True Lies, the story is just kind of all around the place. And then when you take things that are manga, anime, there's a lot that does not work. Americans, Westerners, watching all that stuff seems cool, but when you translate that into a movie, it does not make sense. The one movie that has done that well is Edge of Tomorrow. On that other corner of that, you would have something like Ghost in the Shell. Whatever happened to the source material is just the translation of it, the idea of it just got lost, and it turned out to be a whack movie. But Edge of Tomorrow probably did it best.
I agree with that.
I mean, the movie's beautiful, but the story is just it's kind of wasted. Robert Rodriguez, I don't remember the last movie I watched from him, but I think it might have been that last Sin City movie, David Kill.
I never saw that.
Oh, it's bad. Oh, that one's bad.
Yeah, I heard it was not very good at all. So
he's still a good director, sometimes hit and miss, but yeah. So 5, 7 from Keith and Beast Game Podcast.
That wasn't totally a bad movie.